Welcome to Total Health Transformation Podcast, hosted by Dr. Danny Scarhill. Dr. Danny is a doctor of chiropractic, an author, speaker, and trainer. And on the THT podcast, he interviews other health experts to glean further insights that will help you achieve total health transformation.
Welcome to the Total Health Transformation Podcast. My name's Dr. Danny Scarhill, the founder of DannyScarhill.com, the author of Total Health Transformation, the proven system to unlock limitless energy, motivation, and health, and the creator of the Total Health Transformation programs. Let's get straight into it on this episode. Welcome to this episode. We've got another fantastic guest for you, Dr. Kelly Jane McLaughlin. With her husband, Liam, she's run a busy family practice in Reading for the past 10 years. She won Chiropractor of the Year and speaks overseas as well. Alongside being in practice, Kelly teaches other chiropractors at home and overseas how to build and care for their families. Having designed a specific, unique program for chiropractors, the focus is on how to care for pregnant ladies and why this is essential to building a family-based practice. Having recently established a sister business, Haley and Kelly, she has, along with Haley, started a successful health forum and built a community of like-minded people. Starting its second year, she's very excited about this and the service it provides, from running retreats to hosting inspirational guest speakers in the forum. Kelly is a devoted mother to three boys, all of whom were home-birthed, unmedicated, and home-educated. Kelly is an inspirational chiropractor and teacher who has a passion for promoting different approach to family health, which every chiropractor can benefit from. Welcome to the show, Kelly. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you very much for having me, Danny. Thank you.
You're most welcome. So tell us a little bit about your journey. How did you get to where you are today?
So it was lovely to have the questions before because it makes you reflect, doesn't it, on life and kind of what you do. I think often we just kind of bimble through, well, I do sometimes day to day, just bimble through and you forget, I think I forget like the enormity of where we've all come from when we all look back on our lives. So it was great for that opportunity. Thank you. I went to college, I guess, not by accident, but thinking chiropractic was something quite different. And then heard some amazing speakers and they really changed my view on life, I guess, whilst I was there. So I think I went with one idea of what chiropractic would be and how I was going to be able to help people and came out with a different idea of what that was. And obviously studied, we did the 5 years and things, but there was moments I really remember having those light bulb moments, that clarity around actually there's something much bigger here that I've never heard of, I didn't know what it was, and then that started me down that path of really finding out what we can do for our health in a different thought process, and that's what really excites me. So then sort of fast forward quite a few years, and Sarah Farrant was one of our mine and Lim's, so I suppose, early coaches before we opened the practice. And she phrased things in such a beautiful, brilliant way that it really just massively opened my mind to the possibilities of what we can have as humans. And that was coincided with the birth of our second son as well. He was 6 months old when I first heard her and her husband speak. So that sort of started on that journey of evolution around family health as well. And it's just escalated from there, I guess. Just, you know, the more you know, the more you realise you don't know. And it's just like that continual openness of reading, but really being exposed to people. That's my big thing. Like, I like reading a lot, but I think there's a real misunderstanding, particularly in chiropractic community, that unless, you know, you've read all the books and you've, you know, the green books inside out and things like that, that you aren't a vitalistic or a understanding chiropractor on that great depth. And it's just not true. You can be brilliant and live congruently and, you know, have listened to the green books or just know from someone else speaking about them. So that's kind of how I got to where we're at today.
Cool. Excellent. I must admit in the last 14, 15 years of being a chiropractor, I think I've read probably a third of one green book. So hats off to people who have read all of them, because I found it really hard going in terms of the language used, because it's the very old books, aren't they? So I totally agree. Like I would class myself as a vitalistic chiropractor. And as I say, I haven't read many green books.
So it's an understanding, isn't it? It's a deeper understanding.
Exactly. It's what's in there, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Over the years, you know, being a chiropractor yourself, we're always striving to improve our health and the health of our communities, aren't we? So what are some of the big learnings, the big lessons that you've learned over the years about how to improve your health and the health of your community?
Well, I think I'll answer that in kind of two parts, because I think the main question that I feel that we talk to about our clients is really, what is health? So a lot of people, I feel, with full respect, don't fully understand what health is. We often view that very differently on a client basis and a humanity basis. We often think that, you know, oh, I feel good and I'm exercising, but so the super stressful job isn't a problem, and the fact that I love McDonald's every day isn't a problem because I'm doing the other stuff. And I think there's a real mismatch there between actually what health really is and where that comes from and how we perceive it in our, certainly in our society. And then the other side of that is kind of what I do. And the biggest thing for myself is I just stopped beating myself up about not doing everything on a daily basis. So, you know, it's like you learn this stuff and like, oh, I've got all this stuff to do and I'm going to do this, this, this. And like, you have this massive to-do list, and actually it's not really that helpful because you will typically fail at that. But it's the, you know, the getting back up and starting the next day, that's the essential bit. I've just finished reading that book Atomic Habits, which I'm sure you've read, and it was sent to us last Christmas, a couple of Christmas ago, by a good friend of ours, and that was brilliant because it just talked about small increments. So with clients, you know, they'll often come in, I know every chiropractor would have had these people like, oh, I want all the exercises to do and I want to do this and I want to do that. And I just say to them, you know, are you drinking 2 litres of water a day? And they're like, oh, no. Okay, and how about fruit and veg? Well, I'm not really doing it either. And that's a great place to start, because I think we have these heights set so high, but actually if we nurtured ourselves on a very small day-to-day basis, our health would improve astronomically. Yeah, for me, it's just, Stu Bittman talks about shitting all over yourself, and just stopped shitting all over myself. It's like, you know, you're never going to shit all over yourself well, good enough to make yourself or make yourself feel bad enough to feel good, type of thing. So small daily tasks for us, for clients, and also then a really deeper understanding about what health is and where that comes from.
That's brilliant. Yeah, I mean, I was thinking exactly of that phrase when you were talking about that, shudding all over yourself, you know.
Yeah.
It seems to be a curse on the human race, that, doesn't it? We're always, I should be doing this. It's crazy, isn't it? Because let's be honest, you can never get everything done on that to-do list.
No.
You know, that's exactly why in my day-to-day, on my day-to-day basis, should I say, I have... three things that need to get done, as opposed to having like 50 to 60 to 70 things, which is impossible to achieve, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like that.
Three critical things.
Yeah. It keeps things really simple.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So I can see how passionate you are about health and spreading the message. What is it specifically that drives you to do the work that you do today, and why?
I feel like we are not fulfilling our potential as a human race. Without being too airy-fairy or, people always go with tree-hugging. I think, well, there's nothing wrong with tree-hugging. But, you know, without being way out there, like we are not fulfilling our potential, not even remotely. And it's not about, oh, you know, I want to achieve this, this and this. It's just living congruently as we're designed to live as human beings. And it saddens me, because people don't make that choice consciously. And so if they know how healthy they can be, and they know the options that they can have, and then they choose not to do it, that's different for me, I think, because then we are consciously choosing to live a certain way. But if we just were able to stop and take stock of how brilliant we could be and how connected we could be and how our lives could be, then actually... You know, imagine what that would look like even on a community basis, you know, before you start thinking about a worldwide basis. you know, I think it's really exciting. And we are, as humans, we are programmed for health. We are absolutely designed to heal. And we allow ourselves to give that knowledge and power away to someone else that we deem has more knowledge or experience than us. And that's not true. So we need to reclaim that power back to ourselves. We need to reclaim our confidence in our ability to heal and our ability to thrive as humans.
I love that, Cal. That's brilliant. You know, it's pretty similar to what I talk about in some of my workshops.
Yeah.
Like people say to me, what do you do as a chiropractor? And I say, well, you know, sometimes people will say, oh, you're the back doctor, aren't you? Or you help with this, that, and the other. My thing is really helping people reach their peak potential. So I love hearing that you say something very similar. That's great. So, you know, today, what's going on in the world and what's been going on for the last 9 months or so? Where are we now? We're in October. It's been going on since about March, this COVID thing.
Yeah.
How important is the immune system in the human body and how can we strengthen it naturally? Because it's clear that many, many people have very weak immune systems in the world today.
Yeah. And, you know, we're really good, aren't we, at knowing the basics of nutrition? Because even if we don't do it, we typically know that we need to eat fruit and vegetables and anything that grew on the planet, you know, and if you eat meat or protein, that kind of thing. But I think for me, I feel that the biggest challenge at the moment is disconnection from ourselves and disconnect from others. My husband said to me last week, and it's just been so profound. It wasn't a throwaway comment, but we were literally in the kitchen doing lunch or something. And he just said, you know, this is probably the first time in history of the planet that we've ever been so connected, even though we are told to socially distance, which actually is physical distancing. It's not, we shouldn't be socially distancing. If you want to physically distance, that's a very different word to use. And I feel quite strongly about that. I don't like that term socially distance because it's deliberately isolating you. But to support ourselves and boost our immune system, we know we need to move and exercise. We know we need to eat well. But what we're not talking about at the moment is the mental connection. And we can be aware of mental health. It was Mental Health Day, I think, Saturday. And we can be aware of that, but we're not really given any guidance as to what to do. And it's really about connecting with our fellow humans. So strengthen your immune system from touch, from nurturing yourself, from connecting. Like, we're social animals, you know, we need to be together.
Absolutely. 100%. Wasn't there a study years ago that, I don't think it was done on human beings, but I think it was probably done on rats and various other animals, whereby newborns, some of them were given affection, some of them were not. Those that were not given the affection, they perished and died, didn't they?
I think that was actually a study not actively done, but in a Romanian nursery or orphanage.
Okay, yeah.
So they found that the babies stopped crying because there was nobody to care, pick them up. So they learned that their cries wouldn't be answered. And then they saw that those children, exactly that, they perished. Growth hormone isn't stimulated in the body unless the child is touched.
Yeah. I remember you talking about that in one of the pregnancy seminars of yours that I attended.
It's like the, you know, the cuddles, the touch, that Jennifer Floriani's book, The Ticklish, talks about, you know, the importance of that. So I feel like the basic stuff that we know, nurturing ourselves physically, physically and chemically, but then the emotional aspect of stress. So obviously the three stresses in the body, physical, chemical, and emotional, we have to look at those two all together. If we're not nurturing the emotional, I don't think it really matters how good the other two are, really, because I think our bodies are very challenged with that.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, something that just popped into my head, if you go back to kind of, I don't know, hundreds of years, I don't know exactly what sort of time in history it was, but when to punish people in communities, they, rather than kill people, like execute them, often they just excommunicate them and kick them out of the community and isolate them, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's happening to people now, not to be too dramatic, but isolating people from the people they care about and the people that care about them is so harmful to their health, isn't it, on so many levels?
Yeah. Absolutely. We're not designed to live in isolation at all, ever. And it's the fastest way to downregulate your immune system, really. So, yeah, I remember that Jeannie Ohm spoke a few years ago about this African tribe. And when the mum's pregnant, she learns this song and she sings a song to the baby. And when the baby's born, the whole village come together and sing the song. And then when that village, that child reaches adolescence, that everyone sings a song and the child goes off into the bush and learns, you know, they do their rituals and their craft. Then they come back, this song gets sung. And if that person is ever... does something that's not in the best interest of the group or their community, they don't excommunicate that person. They bring that person back into that community at the centre and they sing that person's song.
That's nice. Very nice. So in terms of a positive mindset, I mean, everybody said, you know, the phrase is like, think positive.
Yeah.
When we look at it on a deeper level, how important is a positive mindset to good health? And in addition to that, what are the health implications of having a negative mindset?
They're just huge. Your brain doesn't know the difference between a negative thought, a punch, or poison to drink. It cannot tell the difference. It just goes, well, okay, Danny's under stress. So if you're having a negative thought, it's just as toxic as not moving and exercising. It's just as toxic as not eating well. And I think people don't realise that's how the nervous system works. And if your nervous system runs a show, you can't be healthy with that negative mindset. It's just vital to protect it. I've been quite strict over the years about making sure I expose myself to people that feed me my soul. And it can sound, I suppose, a bit arrogant, and it can sound a little bit fussy, but I don't associate with people that bring me down and make me not feel good. So, because it's so important, and you think about how you are when you've spoken to, you know, your best friend or a loved one, it's like normally wee, and then someone else that's a bit more challenging, you can just feel your energy is drained, and you have a responsibility to yourself to keep that energy high. So what you expose yourself to will absolutely affect and probably determine your mindset as well, unless you're one of these brilliant people that can, you know, reset their brain every day and really be highly focused and highly positive. I'm not one of those people, so I have to be really careful about who I'm around, what I'm exposed to. I don't watch the news, I don't read the newspapers, I haven't done for many, many years. You know, I knew that we were going to be locked down pretty okay. I found that out from the news. The news is not reliable anyway, as we know, so if I need to find something, I'll do my own discerning research on it. But just, you know, turning the TV off, those negative messages, not involving yourself in that environment for negativity, really.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. I mean, you mentioned I don't mean it for it to sound arrogant, but I protect who I surround myself with. That's not arrogance, that's wisdom. That is absolute wisdom, because, you know, our environment is stronger than willpower. If we are surrounded by negative people, that is going to bring us down. Mm-hmm. And obviously we were speaking a minute ago about the health implications of that. So, you know, hats off to you. That's wise as opposed to arrogance.
It's easier, I think, since I've had children, because you generally do have less time and, you know, you naturally, I guess you just do things with children in more of a sense. So actually, that's a really positive thing, because you have to make those choices, you know, consciously anyway, but also you make those choices. For me, like, it took me many years to be able to say, actually, you know, I will look after myself, I love myself as well. But when there's a responsibility for me, for that other person, I was like, oh, okay, I need to be really careful here, like, kind of how that's going to work. You know, now I will look after myself as much as I look after them, but for a while, not. So it's, you know, for me, that was a good, I suppose, excuse when I didn't really have one. And then I've learned to do that.
Cool.
Yeah,
you touched on something really interesting there. I think a lot of people, probably the huge percentage of people, do not love themselves, do they?
Mm. No.
No, there's an old phrase, isn't there? Charity begins at home. Self-love. You should learn, to, in my opinion, you should learn to love yourself before you can really love other people properly.
I agree. It was something I didn't realise I didn't do. And until I was earlier on this year, I was doing some coaching with a brilliant lady, and she just said, you know, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much do you love yourself? And I just was like, wow, I hadn't really ever thought about it and I hadn't really ever given it a value, I suppose. And then you think, well, if I'm not drinking 2 litres of water a day, you know, but I'm making sure everybody else does that I love, why am I not doing that for myself? And if I'm not putting time aside to do something I enjoy, whether it's reading, exercising, whatever it's going to be, but I'm making sure everybody else does and facilitates that, you know, how much do you, can you actually love yourself if you're not looking after yourself?
Oh, too true. Too true. Yeah. So in terms of the relationship that we have with ourselves and our emotions, what impact does that have on the choices that we make in our lives?
You'll make better choices. You mean like if we feel good about ourselves, we'll make better choices kind of thing? Yeah. Absolutely. Because for me, like when I'm having a rough day or a day where I don't feel so positive and I'm feeling it all, then it's almost thinking, I start to think, how would I look after somebody else? So we have to always look after ourselves first. You know, that cliche of you can't pour from an empty cup is so true. You just can't. And once you start to know, you know, your importance as a human, and you might not feel that important as a human, but you are vital to the world. So it's your responsibility then to look after yourself as well, because, you know, you are part of that community. You're part of the world. You are very just as important as anybody else.
Absolutely. So you run seminars and workshops and retreats and stuff like that, don't you, with your good friend Hayley?
Yeah.
So they're currently run predominantly for women, aren't they?
The retreats are, yes. Hayley runs retreats for women. She's a passion to really for people like who she feels like she... It was herself years ago before she had the opportunity through chiropractic to really experience all these different messages and these different ideas and a different approach to life. And she felt she would not have had that if she hadn't been in that chiropractic community. So what she wanted to do was take that opportunity to people outside of chiropractic. So, and she loves working with women and she really resonates with women particularly. So she has focused on that. The pregnancy workshop, as you know yourself, we have usually at least 2 or 3 men to each workshop, which is brilliant. And it's really good fun. Yeah.
It was, yeah. I really enjoyed that. So over the next year, what have you got coming up for yourself? What are your plans?
We've got, dependent is educational. So we're still going ahead and running the workshop, pregnancy workshop at the end of November. It's slightly different. Normally I do day one and day two. So more of a introduction for people that we don't have much experience or information or haven't done anything that we've done before. And then an advanced day for people that have done the first day, but I'm actually going to merge them this time because, I think people really need to have a community learning, in real person learning, support together. So it's still going ahead at the end of November. We've got another retreat coming up next May, which is really exciting. And we've just got some good stuff like that in the pipeline. The health forum that we run that we have mums and dads in is ongoing. It's a virtual community. We've had our physical gathering day, we've had to cancel that twice at the moment, so I'm hoping for that next year. But we run workshops every month where we have guest speakers from all around the world. We've got Alison Asher on next, which is really exciting. And we just talk about health, really, different things, different approaches to health. You don't have to be a chiropractor to be part of that group. You can be male or female, young or old. We have clients in there. We have quite a lot of non-chiropractors. And it's a like-minded community, which we felt was really missing. That we just don't often have our next door neighbours like we used to that thinks the same as we do necessarily. So it was about creating something where people can feel uplifted and inspired in a safe place to ask questions about health, where they know that the answer is going to come from a slightly different viewpoint.
Excellent. That sounds really good. You've got lots in the pipeline there.
Yes. Thank you.
I know you've got a busy day ahead in practice, haven't you?
I have, yeah, today.
So thank you so much for taking the time out to spend with us on the THT podcast. It's very much appreciated, Kelly.
Thank you so much for having me here. It's really nice to speak with you and spend a bit of time with you, Danny. Thank you.
No worries. So where's the best place for people to find you online, Kelly, if they want to reach out and connect with you?
they want to reach out, they can reach me through the Hayley and Kelly website. So Hayley and so andkelly.co.uk. And we have a contact page on there. There's information about the health forum and also about the pregnancy workshops too and the retreat coming up.
Excellent. Thanks again, Kelly. Have a fantastic day in practice.
You too. Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.
You've been listening to the THT podcast with myself, Dr. Danny Scarhill. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podbean, or any one of the other outlets where we stream. Like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/totalhealthtransformation. You can also find more information about myself on my website, dannyscarhill.com, where you'll find lots of fantastic information and some free products for you as well. Look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Take care. All the best.
You've been listening to Dr. Danny Scarhill on the Total Health Transformation Podcast, helping you to eat, move, and think on purpose. See you on our next episode.